My name is Mumia Abu-Jamal. I'm a journalist, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and an African-American. I live in the fastest growing public housing tract in America. In 1981, I was a reporter for WUHY-FM and president of the Philadelphia Association of Black Journalists. Currently, I'm a writer and public radio commentator. I've been a resident on Pennsylvania's death row for more than 15 years.
To break free is to begin to heal the broken inner self, to save the soul from dancing with Shaitan.
But you see,
the battle wages on.
The battle wages beyond.
As we sit unified,
in trying to identify,
minutes are ticking away and seconds fly by.
And I can hear the piercing cry for freedom when thinking twice about sparing a dime.
Signing on a petition line,
posting a flyer,
speaking out for what's right,
raising her hand to question what's wrong,
when thinking twice could lose yet another life. Mumia Abu-Jamal
sits framed beyond the solitary confines of his cell walls for crimes he never committed,
but instead for words he admitted, speaking out,
for the silence,
teaching others,
to find strength,
fighting back
against brutality,
standing up
against injustice.
Mumia Abu-Jamal,
a people's hero, sits awaiting an unwarranted execution,
signed by injustices draped in death clocks. Minutes are ticking away and seconds fly by.
Let me bring it back home.
He is innocent. Kwang Chung Kao, an innocent civilian,
Asian man,
shot to death in shady Sonoma County circumstances by brutal badges in front of his own home.
They claimed he appeared to take a threatening martial arts stance.
Kwang Chung Kao,
father,
husband,
neighbor,
hero to his children.
Let me bring it back home.
He is innocent.
As we sit unified
and trying to identify,
minutes are ticking away and seconds fly by.
But you see,
the battle wages on.
The battle wages beyond. To break free
is to begin to heal the broken inner self.
To break free
is to save the soul from dancing with Shaitan.
But you see,
the battle wages on.
The battle wages beyond. To break free
is to learn about the self.
To learn to extend the self.
To extend the self beyond the systematic doctrines they feed you.
Beyond these city walls.
Beyond your circle of friends.
To extend the self to fight for freedom.
To fight a system that enlists soldiers to step on those deemed
less than pure. To release our rage.
Unleash our voices.
Refuse and resist.
Stand in solidarity.
Those who persist to deny us our right to cry for justice.
To fight for freedom.
To live for peace.
To live for peace.
As we sit unified,
in trying to identify,
minutes are ticking away and seconds fly by.
From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.